God kept his promise to Abraham, and Abraham's children had children, and they increased until they became a great nation, and they'd become known as the Jewish people. And God gave them commands by which they were to live and to honor him. He'd also send them messages through people called prophets. And many years after Abraham, God sent a message to the prophet Samuel, and he said, "Samuel, I want you to go to the town of Bethlehem, and I want you to find the man named Jesse. I've chosen one of his sons to become the next king." So Samuel went to Bethlehem, and when he found Jesse, he told him to have his sons come to them. Now Jesse's oldest son was tall, strong, handsome, and so when he arrived, Samuel thought, "He's the one." But God said, "No, Samuel, you're looking at the outside. I look at the inside. I haven't chosen him." In fact, God didn't choose any of the seven sons that had shown up. So Samuel asked Jesse, "Do you have another son?" Jesse's youngest son was a teenager, and so he said, "Yeah, David, my youngest, is out in the fields watching the sheep." So Samuel said, "Have him come to us." And when David arrived, God said to Samuel, "He's the one I've chosen." And God's spirit came down powerfully on David and was with him for the rest of his life. And David would become known as a man whose heart was after the things God's heart was after. Some years later, David became king, and God sent a prophet to him. The prophet came to David and said, "David, God says, I chose you when you were out in the fields watching over the sheep. I have watched over you. I have been with you. I've protected you from your enemies. And now I'm going to give you this promise. One of your descendants is going to become the king that I've chosen to rule forever." David went away from there and he prayed. He said, "God, who on earth am I that you would give me this promise? I know that whatever you say is true, so do just as you said so that the whole world will know that you truly are God."